Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And you're listening to CITR, yes indeed, 101.9 FM in Vancouver on this Friday afternoon, August the 6th of 2010. You just finished listening to the CITR Listener Hour, and today a very special edition hosted by the UBC Kids Club, and I think a very, very well done episode, and they've, I think, put some of us out of work here at the station. We got to brush up on our skills, especially with our summer songs. They picked out some very fine tunes to listen to there for the last hour. And if you want to know what the Listener Hour is all about, it's basically an opportunity for you, the radio listener, to get involved with CITR and program your own hour of radio. And all you need to do is contact us here at CITR, courtesy of CITR programming at club.ams.ubc.ca, and find out more. Or come to one of our regularly sponsored events around town, wherever you see CITR banner displayed or a CITR table at an event. Come up and say hello and enter your name for a chance to win your own radio spot here at CITR. So once again, thanks to the UBC Kids Club for that great hour of radio here on CITR every Friday from 12 to 1. Now it's time for the Barn Burner. And as you probably already guessed, I am not Bobby the Badger Ferris. I am Bryce Dunn. And I host a show on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. called Third Time's the Charm, but Bobby and I have some mutual appreciation when it comes to music, especially of the greasy rock and roll kind, so I have taken over today, and we'll be spinning some of that aforementioned music on this hour, known as the Barn Burner here on CITR. As Bobby is away, he is in Okotoks, Alberta, attending a summer wedding, so we hope he's having a good time, and he will be back in the chair next week, without fail, for more greasy rock and roll good times. But I was looking forward to actually doing it today because it gives me a chance to pull out some music that I don't usually get to play on my show on Third Time's the Charm, which is also of the rock and or roll persuasion. So you're going to hear some stuff that I think fits very well within the context of Bobby's show today. We're going to kick it off going way back into the time tunnel. 1971, in fact, for the J. Geils Band.
Okay. sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, back on the barn burner here, CITR 101.9. Bryce in the studio, subbing in for Bobby the Badger today. Hope you enjoy the next 40 minutes of greasy rock and roll, courtesy of yours truly, Bobby in Okotoks this week at a friend's wedding. So we hope he's having a good time. Actually, I think he leaves today, or he left last night. But either way, he'll be back next week. In that set of tunes there, some Roy Loney and the Phantom Movers. Yes, Roy Loney of the Flamin' Groovies had another project on the go to exercise a little bit more of his roots rock inside. And we had a track called San Francisco Girls from the album Roy Loney and the Phantom Movers Out After Dark, released in 1979 on the Solid Smoke recording label. And of course, his Phantom Movers are still in existence today, although they are a rotating cast of characters. Roy Loney does still make lots of great music, and if you're ever in need of some roots rockin', courtesy of Roy Loney, then pick up anything that this man has done, and of course any Flamin' Groovies stuff would be worth your while as well. Before that, we had some Jeff Beck Group, a little cover version, of course, of the classic Elvis Presley hit, All Shook Up, done by the Jeff Beck Group from the mid-70s, but re-released by EMI on an album called Beck Ola, and that was put out in 2004. But if you want to search out the original, it was in the mid to late 70s when it was originally released. You can also find it on the Mojo magazine compilation called All Hail to the King, which was a full 15-track disc of Elvis Presley covers done by a multitude of different artists from across different genres and different time periods. Mojo, of course, always doing a great job in collecting historical artifacts of that sort of nature, so you might want to try to dig that one up somehow. But if you're a Jeff Beck fan, you might want to dig up the album Beck Ola and hear that version of All Shook Up. And of course, we start off with the Jay Giles Band from 1971, and this is an album that I was turned onto from a mutual friend, and little did I know that the man behind Centerfold would have an album as rockin' as this one. The Morning After is what it's called. It is released on the Atlantic recording label, and again, 1971, so we go back a long ways for this one, but the whole album is chock full of amazing cuts. And he was a big soul and R&B fan back in the day, so a lot of the tracks that he does on this album and albums in the past have little odes and influences of soul and R&B all over it. So don't look any further than this album, The Morning After, by the Jay Giles Band, if you want to hear some of what he has to offer. It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. That's the name of the track that you heard from the Jay Giles Band. Speaking of soul and R&B, let's turn our attention now to some vintage R&B, courtesy of a very early and young Otis Redding and his Pine Toppers. Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Latin Summerfest on Sunday, August 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Trout Lake Park. Come enjoy music, browse the artisan market, and enjoy delicious Latin food. The Latin Summerfest, Sunday, August 15th at Trout Lake Park in East Vancouver. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.org.
Ah, yes. Very good place to be in the dog days of summer at the Latin Summer Fest, Trout Lake Park. And yours truly here, CITR, will be out and about amongst all the revelers. We're doing a lot of that this summer, getting out to a lot of events and activities over the next couple of months. So keep your eyes peeled. We're doing some good stuff out there. We here at CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, 1:30, halfway through the barn burner today. I am Bryce, subbing in for Bobby this week. Hope you're enjoying the tunes. We had some vintage R&B in that set, courtesy of three fine gentlemen. Champion Jack Dupree finished us off there with a little track called The Nasty Boogie from a compilation series called Savage Kick, which is a great collection of black rock and roll chronicling the amazing players that produced some amazing music, both known and unknown. And Champion Jack Dupree did have a couple of other notable tunes besides that one under his belt. But most of the stuff that you can find on these compilations are so obscure. There are no liner notes, no information whatsoever, that you got to do a little bit of sleuthing yourself to find out more. So hopefully that's got you digging out the Google or scouring through your own, I don't know, your granddad's record collection to find more about Champion Jack Dupree. Rex Garvin before that from the Lukey Dookie compilation series, another great look at vintage R&B and soul. Oh yeah, the name of that track from Rex Garvin, and I'll pen that around the early 1960s. And of course, we had an early 1960s hit with the Pine Toppers to start us off. And yes, a very young Otis Redding being the main man behind this. And of course, the Pine Toppers put out a couple of records before, of course, disintegrating, and Otis Redding going on to do what he does best and be one of the best soul singers that this generation has ever seen. Shout Bama Lama, the name of that one, of course, popularized by the Detroit Cobras. So I give you a frame of reference there in case you were wondering, hey, I've heard this one before. Yes, that's where you probably would have heard it. But that is the original for you, the Pine Toppers, and that comes off of the Sin Alley series put out by Crypt Records. And this is a great series that has spanned, oh, at least 20 volumes of early rock and roll, rockabilly, and blues and other greasy forms of rock and roll, and probably would be worth checking out if you enjoyed any of those tracks. Let's update our rockabilly a little bit, shall we, and play you some Deke Dickerson right here on the Barn Burner, CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, oobly bop, hey, oobly bop, hey, oobly bop, hey, oobly bop. Well, I've been swinging so long, they call me the Hatchet Man. Hey, oobly bop, well, I've been swinging so long, they call me the Hatchet Man. Hey, oobly bop, well, you can find me in the forest with my hatchet in my hand. Hey, oobly bop, I done chopped my way from Maine to Tennessee. Hey, oobly bop, you got to learn how to chop if you're gonna get along with me. Hey, oobly bop. Now, if you got 60 minutes, call up Loving Dan. But if you want some chopping, call the Hatchet Man. I've been swinging so long, they call me the Hatchet Man. Hey, oobly bop. Well, you can find me in the forest with my hatchet in my hand. Hey, oobly bop. Feeling blue,
I'm gonna chop you down.
If you ask me to,
I'm gonna chop you down.
It'll be alright,
I'm gonna chop you down.
If it takes all night,
I'm gonna chop you down.
Well, baby, you're for me,
I'm gonna chop you down.
Just like a cherry tree.
may knock you out, but the hatchet man will make you jump and shout. I've been clinging so long, they call me the hatchet man. Hey, hoobly bop, well, you can find me in the forest with my hatchet in my hand. Hey, hoobly bop, hey, hoobly bop, hey, hoobly bop.
Well, well, well. Washed all the dishes and I did a lot more. I even bought the dinner at the grocery store. Now mommy will find the key next door. Cause this little girl's gonna rock it. I left some biscuits for the pup. I put fresh water in his cup. And now I'm off, I'm gonna live it up. This little girl's gonna rock it. Well, I'll be home about 12 tonight. Not a minute, minute, minute later. Don't forget the front door. Later, mater. Find these things that you wanted done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun? Cause this little girl's gonna rock it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll be
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, each Monday at 11 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
That's right, folks. Another great show to listen to here on CITR 101.9 FM, and that's, of course, Stranded for your Australian-Canadian connections with your host, Matt, 11 to 12. Tune in, won't you? This is The Barn Burner in the last 15 minutes of the show. I am Bryce, hosting today, Bobby the Badger. Mr. Badger is away this week. He'll be back next week with some more of the great greasy and sloppy tunes that you are come to know and love from him, and hopefully you've been enjoying these tunes. Hopefully we've done an admirable job of filling the shoes, the dusty boots of Mr. Badger. But we've got a little ways to go yet, so we're going to keep going till 2 o'clock, and then, of course, Radio Zero will be in to set off the dance floor, as it were, and we've got other great shows coming up, too. Of course, Mr. Nardwar, the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Don't know what he's got for you today, but I'm sure it will be exciting. Followed by our own News 101, filling you in on what's going on in the world of UBC community and nationwide events. So lots of great programming coming up this afternoon and into the hours of the later evening here on this Friday at CITR. Some rockabilly-ish new songs for you there. We ended off with a little bit of the Weathered Pines, local group here in Vancouver. Great little group that have an album out called The Sky Between the Buildings. And you heard the song there called Run and Hide from the Weathered Pines. The Pack AD, We Kill Computers on Mint Recordings, 1880 was the name of the track from that great duo. And I played those two songs because before the Pack AD, we played one of the first ladies of rockabilly, Miss Rosie Flores. And she teams up with the Pine Valley Cosmonauts on a new CD on the Bloodshot recording label called Girl of the Century. And she does a great version of the 1958 Ruth Brown song, This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. So I thought we'd follow up with some other girls that rock, so to speak, with the Pack AD and the Weathered Pines there to end the set. But yes, Miss Rosie Flores in the Pine Valley Cosmonauts also in the set there. Before that, we had the Tandoori Nights featuring the talents of Bloodshot Bill, Montreal rockabilly man, and his compadre, Mr. King Khan. Of course, if you have been following anything that Mr. King Khan has been doing, you know that he is in King Khan and the Shrines, the King Khan and Barbecue Show, and a host of other great acts, including this one, the Tandoori Nights. They have a 7-inch single on the Norton recording label called Bucketful, and that's the tune that you heard there. Starting us off was Deke Dickerson, a man that really needs no introduction. He's been around for eons, but he is so talented that his discography probably goes as far back as most of us have been alive. Well, maybe me, not me, but a million more sellers, more million sellers, the name of the album on High Tone Records. He has a great rockabilly group backing him up, featuring members of Big Sandy and the Flyright Boys, among others. And you heard a song there called The Hatchet Man from an album from 2004 from High Tone Records, Deke Dickerson, on the set list there. 10 minutes left. Let's rock it up. Turn the burners on and let fly for the last 10 minutes. A little bit of the Super Suckers. I don't think I've actually heard Bobby play the Super Suckers yet on the show. Maybe I just haven't been paying that much attention. But I would think these guys would fit in nicely. Here they are on the Barn Burner.
Yeah. talk of the limb. And I really didn't mean to do it. And it happened a long time ago. But I never tarnish the words to satisfy my soul. Skin of buck! Skin of buck! Skin of buck! Sitting up in a tree, I'm so goddamn wasted. I'm ready to shoot anything I see. The other day I was hunting, I fell asleep and had a dream that all the deer had rifles. They were coming after me. Skin 'em up. Skin 'em up.
And, of course, that was brand spanking new from the Drive-By Truckers. The Big To-Do, the name of the album, released by this stalwart rockin' roots combo. And the track there was called Birthday Boy. Before that, a little classic from Nine Pound Hammer from Lexington, Kentucky, going back to the mid-90s, from Hayseed Time Bomb, the album on Crypt Records. The track was called Skin a Buck. And, of course, some vintage Super Suckers in there from 1995. Can we really call 1995 vintage? I guess so. The Sacrilegious Sounds of the Super Suckers and Double Wide. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Barn Burner this afternoon. I've been Bryce filling in for Bobby. We got Tyler and Radio Zero coming right up, but we'll give him a song to get ready. And we'll give you a song to leave you with from 1985, a classic from the Long Riders. We'll see you later.